Hey, welcome to this quick, energetic beginner lesson on naming and coloring tracks in Ableton Live, focused for drum and bass. I'm your guide. Today we'll set up a compact DNB template, get your tracks named and color-coded so you can move faster, and to add practical routing like returns and a sidechain bus. This is all about reducing friction so your creative decisions happen at speed, perfect for rolling drum edits and heavy drops. First, why this matters. In fast genres like DNB, you make lots of quick edits, break rolls, pattern swaps, instant mix tweaks. Clear names and high contrast colors save seconds that add up to creative momentum. A solid naming convention helps you spot groups, returns, and buses immediately. Consistent color coding helps your eyes map frequency and function across projects. And if you save this as a template, you start each session already in the groove. Quick overview of what we'll build. You'll create a drum group with kick, snare, breaks, hats, perk, a bass group split into sub and mid grit, a synth slash atmos group, an effects slash one shots group, three returns, a rev, BDL, C grit, and a dedicated sidechain bus for clean ducking. We'll use stock Ableton devices, EQ8, compressor, glue, saturator, auto filter, utility, drum rack, simpler or waveable. I'll also show you a simple naming and emoji system to speed up visual recognition. Let's walk through the steps. Follow along in LID 11 or LIV 10. All the ideas translate. Start a new live set and remove unused tracks. Create new audio and MIDI tracks. On macOS, use CMD+T for audio, Shift+CMD+T for MIDI. On Windows, use Control instead of CMD. Name your tracks immediately using short, consistent prefixes. I recommend drums kick, drums snare, drums breaks, drums hats, drums perk, bass sub, bass mid, synths, effects vox. You can add emojis to clip or track names for extra speed. For example, drums drum on the group or drums kick drum for the kick track. Group the drum tracks. Select them and press CMD/Ctrl+G. Name the group drums and pick a strong orange color. Group the bass tracks and name the group bass. Color it teal or green. Group synths and effects into a synth slash effects group and give it a purple or pink. Keep group colors bold and distinct so they stand out at a glance. Color code consistently. Right-click the track header and choose set color. For drums, use orange family. For kick, use a darker orange. Snare a bright highlight. Breaks a mustard tone. Bass group gets teal with the sub in a darker shade. Synths use purple. FX uses pink. For returns, pick distinct colors. AREV pink. BDL blue. Secret red or dark maroon. Keep the master neutral gray. Save these hex values in a small legend text file in your project folder so you always remember the palette. Create return tracks. Right-click in the return area or use CMD+Alt+T. Rename the returns AREV, BDL, Secret and color them as we said. Populate AREV with a reverb followed by EQ8 to roll off highs and lows. Typical reverb settings. Decay between 2 and 3.5 seconds, size around 1.2, low cut around 250 Hz, pre-delay 0 to 20 ms. On BDL, use ping-pong delay with a filter after it. Try synced values like 8th or dotted 16th and feedback around 20 to 35%. On Secret, put saturator into erosion or redux and then a mild glue compressor. Saturator drive 2 to 6 is a good starting point, then EQ out anything harsh. Add a sidechain bus. Create an audio track called a C-kick or sidechain and color it neutral gray. Put a small transient or click on this track to act as a dedicated sidechain trigger if you want. Alternatively, you can use drums kick as the sidechain source directly from your compressors. Routing and sidechaining. On channels that need pumping, bass sub, bass mid, synth pads, insert compressor or glue and open the sidechain section. Choose drums kick or SC kick as the input. Use a sidechain filter to focus the trigger if necessary. Typical DNB pumpy settings. Threshold around minus 18 dB. Ratio between 3:1 and 6:1. Attack 5 to 10 milliseconds. Release between 60 and 150 ms. If you want choppier jungle-style pumping, shorten the release to 40 to 80 ms. Drum processing chains. On each drum track, start with EQ8. High pass around 20 to 30 Hz on kick for sub control, and notch problem frequencies in the 200 to 400 Hz area if you hear mod. Add saturator for warmth with soft clipping, drive 2 to 5. Then a compressor to tame peaks with attack 10 to 30 ms. On the drums group, create an audio effect rack and make parallel chains. One chain with drum bus for drive and boom. Another with a glue compressor for gentle glue. Put an EQ after these to shape the group. For example, a small boost at 2 to 4 kHz for snap and a cut around 300 to 400 hz for mod. Map macro controls, bus saturation, bus compression, and a bus high boost for quick tweaks. Base split and device chains. Use an instrument rack with two chains, sub and mid grit. SUB chain uses operator or wave eatable with a sine or triangle. EQ8 rolling off above 200 hz. Utility width set to 0 to keep it mono, light compression. MID grit chain uses wave eatable or sample, saturator and possibly overdrive or redux for texture, a high pass under 60 to 80 hz so it doesn't conflict with the sub, glue compressor, and optional stereo widening. Map macros for SUB level, grit gain, and a wet slash dryer filter control for grit. Keep the sub mono, and the mid-chain wider for stereo aggression. Save your session as a template. Clean out any test clips but keep devices and routing. File, save live set as and name it TNB template V1 or save it as your default set if you want live to open with it. From now on, opening this template will give you immediate structure. Arrangement tips as you work. Color whole sections for fast navigation. Make intro gray, build yellow, drop red. Use session view scenes with colors to mark parts. Keep drums and bass in the center lanes of arrangement and keep the order consistent across projects, so muscle memory helps you find things fast. Now some common mistakes to avoid. Don't change palettes between projects or you'll get confused. This audio version is shortened for playback.